Radio SI presents Possibly Overlooked, but Impressive Places to Visit. Slovenia's Hidden Gems. Introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors and locals. Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.
I'm Simone Michielen. I live in Rijeka op Savinji since 2004, and I'm Dutch originally.
Hello, my name is Roy Lamers. I live in the Netherlands in a small town called Zutphen, and this is my 11th time that I'm visiting Slovenia.
Simone and Roy from the Netherlands had the pleasure to test a very special tourist offer in Tolmin, a fascinating one-day experience with breathtaking views called Incredible Village Jeep Adventure. Let me first explain to our listeners where we are today. We are in Tolmin, near Tolmin in the northwest of Slovenia, near the Italian border. And Simone and Roy, you were discovering one of the most beautiful corners of the Alps with the legendary village jeep. Simone, I know you have seen many different places in Slovenia. What about the region of Tolmin? Was this your first time that you visited this area?
No, it wasn't. I was here several times before, but also with a bus or with my own car or by foot. But this was a really, really different experience because we went around. We had our private guide with us. It was very nice to be in this village jeep.
And what was your impression upon arrival, Roy? Was it the first time for you here?
No, I think this was my third or fourth time already. As you know, the Netherlands is a very flat country, and Simone introduced us to the Socha River a couple of years ago. That was the first time that we came here. And we've been back several times because of nature, but also of some of the restaurants that are in this area.
What did you experience today? How did your day start?
We arrived here early this morning at 8:30. It was quite early start, but it was nice. It was sunny. It looked good. It was not so warm yet. And then Marco invited us into the Willy Jeep. And I was thinking it would be very uncomfortable, but it wasn't. It was really nice. And we went on to a trip up into the mountains off the beaten track, I guess, because people were looking at us like, what are you doing here? You're not allowed to come here. We even passed gates with a sign that it was forbidden to enter. So that was quite special. And then we went on some trails also down to the river because Marco promised us the best water that we could get in the whole of Slovenia. And I think he was right. He just took it from the river. The path was quite steep, so I'm not the steep kind of person.
And how was the experience for you, Roy? You are a military man, so you probably liked it a lot driving in the jeep.
Yeah. When Simone told me a couple of days ago that we were going to do this trip, I was really excited. It brought back memories. The last time I actually drove in a similar vehicle, it's an 89. So I had fond memories of the car. And when we drove up here, of course I saw the car, and yeah, you recognized the car and said, okay, this is going to be fun. And it has been a great, great day. Yeah.
You also drove to the Memorial Church of the Holy Spirit in Javorca, which celebrates the fallen Austro-Hungarian defenders of the Osonzo Front battlefield. How did you like that? What did you learn, maybe?
Well, the guide there was very precise and spoke a lot about what happened during the war, the First World War, of course, and also gave a very impressive view on this church and all the names. He explained it quite well. I think he was a little bit long in the beginning, but maybe that's me. I was like, let me look around, and we were just standing there waiting. But it was good. He had a lot of information, and it was a beautiful church. And all the names, I mean, always when I see all these names of people who died during a war, I always get a little bit emotional. So it was impressive. And but before that, I have to tell, we also at the cheese farm, very good culinary offer.
Stay tuned. After a short break, we will be back with part two of Slovenia's Hidden Gems, talking to the provider of the package, Incredible Village Jeep Adventure.
Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.
Hello, my name is Marco, and I'm the owner of Pangea Adventures.
Welcome to part two of Slovenia's Hidden Gems. With me now is Marco Barle, provider of the not-everyday tourist package called Incredible Village Jeep Adventure. What is the main idea behind your offer, and how did you come up with the idea of the jeep?
Wow, actually, the Socha Valley, it's an amazing place, especially for outdoor sports, activities in the nature. And there are quite many providers offering this kind of the trips here. And we are the owner of a really incredible village jeep. And say, why not? Why we can offer tourists a really nice experience? Because usually the people are stopping us on the road and asking about the jeep. So we notice they're interesting about the car. Why we shouldn't join together the experience with the car and breathtaking nature?
What should be improved to attract more tourists and visitors to the region, in your opinion?
Actually, there's a lot of tourists. Maybe, okay, last year and this year, not so many, but those previous years, there were actually, if you ask me, there were already too many tourists in the area. Not too many tourists, don't understand me wrong. We like tourists, we like guests here, but what the valley can accept it, it was too much, yeah.
Well, one key step in promoting tourist regions is also the cooperation between different providers often. Do you think this is happening here, or do you say it could be improved?
Here we're having organization, it's a local tourist organization, Socha Valley, which are doing really incredible job by promoting Socha Valley, and they are putting really a lot of effort to joining our providers, all kind of providers, those which are renting apartments, the tourist agencies, the activity providers. But I still think that the communication between the providers by SEM should be better.
So, and how is it for you offering these programs? Do you also enjoy them more if you have this personal approach to your guests and showing them around in your local area?
If I'm telling by the truth, I think I enjoy more and I'm thrilled more when I'm taking our guests around, because all the time I'm happy, I can show you, you know, all kind of things, and I'm really thrilled. Can I show you this? Can I show you that? You know, I'm really, really happy when they're coming, and I really want to do everything that they're having the time of their life.
Do you have any other plans, any other offers you're going to provide to tourists?
Oh yes, we are thinking all the time what we can improve, what can offer something different. Usually we are offering different experience. One of the experience is staying overnight in the portal edge. This is like a bed platform which is hanging in the wall, and there's about 100 meters down below. It's nothing, it's just area. It's in the cliff with amazing view on the Kern and Kobarid area. This is one of the things we are having. Hanging tent in the forest by the creek. This is also really amazing experience. So more or less all our experience are related with the nature.
Mm-hmm. With the nature and also the history probably of this region.
Yeah, of course. Nature, history, culinary, all kind of experience. We want to join it together so that varieties of everything, you know, it's in one package.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
To vote, go to SloveniasHiddenGems.si.
We are back with Simon and Roy, our Radio SI scouts here in Tolmin. You've explained already what you saw and experienced here in Tolmin and the surrounding area today. You visited the Memorial Church of the Holy Spirit in Javorca, which you already explained, but you also went to Kobarid. And what was your next stop?
We had a very good iced coffee in Kobarid at Planica factory. And I didn't know they had their own bar, but the iced coffee and the ice cream in the iced coffee was very good. I can really recommend that part. And we also went up on another mountain and we had a picnic there. Yeah. And Marco almost threw me off the mountain, but we're not talking about that anymore.
Explain.
No, he didn't. I slipped. I have to be honest. I slipped. So I was a little bit wounded. But otherwise, the host was perfect. We had a beautiful picnic with view to Italy, even to the Adriatic Sea.
And then after your picnic, you went where? What did you see next?
Yeah, we went to the Poland's Bridge. We drove up there. Beautiful area. And then we had to go down to actually see the bridge. I took a photograph, noticed all the people from the area that are swimming in the river, and then I walked to the bridge itself. Went of course on top. As an engineer, you know, you have to inspect the bridge. It's a sturdy bridge, nothing wrong with it. And then what I noticed is there were two Dutchmen that drove 1300 kilometers to jump off the cliff, let's say 5 meters high from the river into the water. So it looked fun. Excellent place to be.
Was there anything else you experienced today?
Well, it was sunny, it was warm, but Marco gave us all the water we needed and all the stops in the shades. Roy also had a chance to drive the Jeep because he did before. So Marco was very easygoing and giving the keys, and I was like, oh my God, what will happen next?
Yeah.
But it seems that I didn't know everything about him because he's a very good Jeep driver too.
Yo-yo. At least I remember that it has three gears, because that's a bit different from other cars, three gears. But then the brakes are, and the steering, it has no power steering. And of course, when I was younger, I also had a car without power steering. But I must say that after all those years, it's you have to get used to it. But it was really fun. And thank you, Marco, for giving me the opportunity to drive the car. Excellent.
So what was your personal highlight of the day? Let's start with you, Roy.
To me, it is the area because of the First World War. It is the church. And I must say, the guide, he took his time to explain what happened. But for me, who has an interest in history, that was really extra. And I think at the end, there was also an exchange, let's say, of opinion, which made it even more worthwhile for me. And then, of course, when we visited the area with the trenches, and of course, yes, I'm an army engineer, and looking at fortifications and trenches and bridges, it makes my day.
And you, Simon, what was your highlight?
Well, my highlight was the sparkle in Roy's eyes, of course, because he was really happy to be in this Jeep. And what I really appreciated was the feeling that I was not going around with a guide in a Jeep, but I was going around with a friend who was just explaining about his life here and what he's doing and how nice it is to live here. Sometimes not, but also yes. And to just get to know the area from somebody who lives here and who gives the impression that it's like inviting friends to go somewhere. And that's really good because, well, you know, sometimes it's different with guides, but this one was the best we had in a long time.
Will you be back?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your impressions with us. You can find more about Simone's and Roy's Jeep adventure on our website, www.savignashiddengems.si. There you will find photos and an essay about their trip to the region. Don't forget to tune in again in 2 weeks' time for another edition of Savignas Hidden Gems on Radio SI. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors and locals. Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.